which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is lying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Dominic!
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
Speaking of freaky shit, the cartoon characters that turn us on?
Yeah. You wanna discuss?
Yeah, oh no, I definitely want to discuss.
Okay. Well, I've got it right here.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you've been touching your dick to it all night.
I was thinking about it. So, found this little article on the good old Huffington Post.
Oh, you found a fucking article.
An article in the Huffington Post. And the article is called 27 Cartoon Characters Who Gave Us the Hots as Kids.
Ooh, the hats. Number one answer on the board, Little Mermaid.
I would say that is a completely legitimate answer. Little Mermaid was, I mean, she was pretty hot. I'm trying to think of some drawbacks to Little Mermaid. I don't know. She had those seashell bra.
The only drawback to Little Mermaid is if she is in mermaid form at the time. Because then I don't know where you stick it. Like, you gotta, like, go between scales to find the fish vagine.
Yeah, that's true. Because as far as, like...
Like, smell-wise, it's no different, but...
She's anatomically normal down to the waist.
Yeah.
At least she's got tits. I'll give her that. Or at least as far as you can tell.
I just want to acknowledge all the people that are still listening that did not turn off when I said the smell is the same.
Oh, yeah.
Kudos to them.
You see, it was so normal for me that I just kind of went with it.
Yeah, you were like, oh, yeah, no, I totally agree.
Yeah, the fucking smell.
A lot of people were like, fuck this guy. Stop the recording. I want to acknowledge the people that are still listening. Thank you.
So, let's start out with a very well-known, I don't want to say popular, but...
How many are on here?
It's 27. I'm not going to go through every single one, of course. I'm going to go through the important ones.
I think we should go through every single one real quick. Like, even if we don't want to necessarily talk about them, I feel like we should just touch upon them.
Okay. Well,
I want to make some predictions here real quick.
Yeah. Well, because they don't do it counting down. They count up.
Okay.
So number one is... first, so I want to see who do you think it is.
I just want to make some predictions for generally in the group, because I don't want to rank them necessarily.
Okay.
I feel like, okay, so if they do it in reverse, I feel like Little Mermaid's way up there because she's a redhead. Jasmine's got to be close to the top. Cinderella was kind of a prude, so I don't know if she makes the list. Same with Snow White. Jessica Rabbit has to be in there. She's probably pretty close to the top. Maybe the top. I'm gonna say the female Bugs Bunny from Space Jam is in there too. But I am also gonna say, hang on, were there any female Looney Tunes besides? I'm gonna say that number... The first one on the list is Bugs Bunny in a dress.
Yeah, no, it is a male though.
Okay, because Bugs Bunny in a dress definitely gave Elmer Fudd the hots.
I'll give you one more guess for the top person.
And it is a male?
It is a male.
Oh, so this is like cross-gender.
Oh, yeah. It's the Huffington Post.
Hercules.
No.
Aladdin?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. The number one is Gaston.
Ah, Gaston. Gaston that makes
from
sense.
Motherfucking Beauty and the Beast.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That guy's a fucking prick, though.
No, he is a prick, but, I mean, as we know, most girls go for the pricks.
Especially at a young age, too.
Especially the younger they are until they get fucked over, like, 85 times. And then they're like, oh, maybe I should go for a nice guy. But, yeah, Gaston was number one. I guess I can't disagree with it. At least it's a very prominent character. I'll say that.
Yeah, it makes sense. All right, what's the next one?
The next is this one I never made any. This doesn't make any sense to me. Archie from Archie Comics.
I'm not familiar with Archie at all, so I feel like we should just move on.
Yeah, I'm not. The number three, another male actually, but this one okay, is Aladdin.
Okay, yeah, I feel like he should have ranked higher, but you know.
higher than Archie.
Just because he was always going around in just the vest, like.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm looking at a GIF right now of him in the vest, and he's, like, folding his arms over his bustling chest.
Maybe the problem is no nipples.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem, no nipples. Do you have a belly button?
To show it on the GIF? Not that I'm seeing here, but. This is kind of like a stomach up, so I'm not really sure.
Okay, go on.
Number four. This might be the weirdest one of the whole group. Optimus Prime. I almost said Prime. Optimus Prime from the Transformers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say to that.
No idea. That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. I have never, ever heard anyone bring any sort of a case for Optimus Prime as a sexually attractive
obviously, cartoon. Obviously, the rule is if you can think of it as happening sexually at least once, so somebody has jerked off to Optimus Prime.
Yeah, but someone has jerked off to everything.
That being said, I feel like Aladdin should rank higher than
Archie.
Like,
I'll give Gaston number one, but Aladdin, Archie, I don't.
Is the hottest one number one, or I thought the hottest one is going to be number 25?
Oh no! I don't know.
You think we're going in descending order?
No. I think we're going in ascending order.
Yeah. So I feel
It says Gaston from Beauty and the Beast is the hottest cartoon character ever, and made me realize I was gay before. Apparently, the guy who wrote this was gay.
Optimus Prime should be way down there then.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Also, note on Aladdin. You never see his belly button because the waistband of his pants.
Oh, goes, so he wears his pants like
goes above
he's fucking
it.
Fred Sanford.
Oh, I was going to say Bing Crosby, but yeah, that works too.
Yeah, I mean, it's similar.
It's like he's in White Christmas.
Right. Okay, so number five, and this is weird, right? I've actually heard from multiple females that I know say this before.
Okay.
It's the animated fox from Robin Hood. The animated like TV show.
You know what? Wait, the TV show or the movie?
Maybe it's a movie. Well, was it both?
The Robin Hood, I thought it was only a movie.
Was it a fox? In the movie, or is it a fox in the? Because there was a TV show, I thought.
I thought it was only a movie.
Maybe it was a movie.
I know the movie.
Oh, no, no. Cartoon Fox was...
I know the Robin Hood movie, which is a fantastic fucking movie.
Yeah.
And I didn't think... Okay. Here's the thing. I didn't think that the Robin Hood, the Fox Robin Hood was attractive, but I would fuck the shit out of the Fox Maid Marian. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
No, well, not really, but...
This is something... This one did not surprise me. I had heard at least two women that I know say that they thought, when they were kids at least, that the fox was hot.
I mean, I can kind of see that. Because I did love the movie growing up. The movie I thought was fantastic. But, you know, I mean, I didn't really get the hots from anyone.
No, I don't either, but... the next, I wouldn't really count it as necessarily animated. Ernie from Sesame Street?
Yeah, no, Ernie isn't...
He's not really animated. I find that to be weird.
No, that's very weird. I feel like Bert would be the one that people would be like, oh, he's so hot because he's more phallic.
Maybe. I don't even know that I know enough or care enough about it to comment very much.
You know? I'm just saying. I feel like
Bert I agree.
I feel like Bert should be the one because
he looks more like a penis.
He looks like something you should shove up your cunt. Anyway, moving on.
Dimitri from Anastasia.
I never saw that movie.
I never saw Anastasia. I think that was slightly beyond our time. Next is Rogue from X-Men and the animated series.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. She was muscular, but like shapely
and
like sexual. Like I
always wanted to fuck Gambit.
Well,
I'm DGF with that.
Okay. I'm okay with that, too.
I just want to point out, too, though, the time span that this list covers is amazing.
It's big.
It's huge.
But I'm glad about that.
Yeah, it's like half the size of my dick, though.
Right. Well, it's about twice the size of mine. Number 9 is Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Wait, she's only number 9?
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
You know what? We can discuss this after we get through the list. But I was just going to say my favorite Disney princesses, but I'll wait.
Yeah.
The next, I'm actually not familiar with these broads. It's eyes. It's three different broads. It looks like a show, like a Disney show.
Eyes?
Totally Spies.
Oh, Totally Spies. Sorry.
It cut out there
for a second. Totally Spies. I only know this from a previous job where this was on the rental shelf. They group them as one thing, though.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying? They group.
Well, yeah. It's three. It looks like it's three different girls.
I can see how somebody would say that. I'm just googling real quick here, but I'm not down with the anime like super big eye.
Yeah, it looks like.
Oh, Sailor Moon's going to be on this list. Yeah, Sailor Moon's going to be on this list too, for sure.
I have not looked at the full list, so I'm not sure.
Okay,
so
I'm just saying
we're discovering together.
Okay, so we're on Totally Spies.
Number 11 is an interesting entry. Baby Simba from The Lion King.
Baby Simba?
Yeah.
Like the one by the voice by Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yes.
That's weird. That's really weird.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. I mean, I never really found Baby Nala to be particularly attractive. I'm not really sure.
I hope whoever wrote this article is being investigated by the NSA right now. The only good thing to come out of the all the wiretaps and everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that this guy's on a watch list somewhere.
The next is Bonkers from Bonkers.
No idea.
Something on Disney. I don't know what that is. So I'm not even going to worry about it. Next was Josie from Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, wait. I do. Is Bonkers a cop?
He's in a white, I mean, a blue suit. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it looks like he's a cop. I kind of remember that show. I don't know
why. I'm not really sure why he's sexually attractive, but.
Maybe because he has this hair that comes out of the side of his face. So you're just like, oh, I could fuck him and hold on to that hair. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, that's a little weird. Josie from Josie and the Pussycats. Yeah, I get that.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, no, that's...
With the no pants, you know. Next, Professor Utonium from the Powerpuff Girls.
What? Well, is Professor Utonium the dad?
Yeah, it's the guy.
Because he does kind of have a John Hamm thing going on there.
He does, yes, he does have a John Hamm thing going.
So, all right, I you know what? I can make a concession on that, too.
I don't get it, but I'll let it slide, I guess.
If I think that he is a John Hamm thing going on, I can see how females would be...
Yes, yeah, down I will agree with that.
Looking at him, no, but I can see kind of a... Like, if they do a live-action thing, I can
see... It should be John Hamm.
It should be John Hamm.
Number 15... Should have been, I mean, in my book, probably would have been number one, but, I mean, I didn't make the list. Jessica Rabbit.
Really? I mean, she's that low?
Yeah, I mean, she's...
She's got big bazingas.
She's got big, like, everything where it counts. Like,
yeah.
She's just... Like, extremely voluptuous.
Well, she's the cartoon version of Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, basically.
So.
I mean, obviously, Jessica Rabbit is smoking hot, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, she's animated, but, you know, whatever. Next, one of your favorites, John Smith from Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. I mean, I don't think I ever saw that movie.
He had, like, these, like, chiseled good looks.
Okay.
I'll give him that. Like, he kind of has, like, a, I don't know. You know, he's kind of got, like, a Mitt Romney face to him. Like, it's kind of like a square. Hair is different.
I'm not good with that. I'm not okay with that.
What, with the Mitt Romney face or the chiseled good looks?
With the Mitt Romney face.
Well, you know what I mean.
Although, like, you know what? No, I'm looking up at a picture.
Doesn't he, though? He kind of look like Mitt Romney? Yeah,
no, I can see it.
No, because Romney's got that, like, face, like, whether or not you like it, like, it looks like it was, like, chiseled out of stone.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, very, like, square and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess, whatever. John Smith from Pocahontas, but I'll let it go. The next one, number 17, Thomas from Pocahontas, and, like, the little picture that they have of him is him with John Smith. I don't know who Thomas is, but...
I don't know who Thomas is, but
I mean, whatever.
I guess I can. So I Google image search him. There's a lot of pictures of him next to...
John Smith?
No, Christian Bale.
Thomas? Really?
Yeah, so I guess they're just like, oh, Thomas looks like Christian Bale. He could be Batman.
I guess.
Oh, and they want Pocahontas to be played by Angelina Jolie, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I guess I can see him.
It makes sense.
As long as she's got a bazangas out.
Well, I mean, Angelina Jolie don't got no bazangas anymore, does she?
Well, Well, she's got them, but they just ain't real.
Oh, okay. She's, you know, she still felt the need to, you know, I guess I can see it.
Yeah. The next one I don't really know. Kovu from Lion King 2.
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
He's a lion. He's like an evil lion, he looks like.
All right, let's just move on. I don't even know.
I'm not even going to spend the time on
what,
that.
Wait, hang on. What was his name again, though? Kovu?
Kovu, K-O-V-U, from Lion King 2.
Fuck Kovu from Lion King 2.
I mean, he kind of looks like Scar. Like, he's like almost like a better-looking Scar. I don't really get it. I mean, I also didn't get the baby Simba one, so.
Or Thomas from Pocahontas.
Yeah, anyway. I don't really get that either, but.
All right, let's just skip this one.
Next is Trent from Daria. I vaguely remember him.
From the MTV show?
Yeah. I mean, he looks like kind of a douche.
What was his name? Trent?
Trent. He's just, like, he's got, like, a soul patch.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, and, like, yeah, no, I remember this guy now.
I remember his face. I'm not really sure I understand why he would be attractive, but maybe he's got kind of, like, a I-don't-care attitude.
I imagine him leaving and going, I'm gonna get on my bike now.
Yeah.
Because I don't play by anybody's rules.
See a little bit of his tattoo, like, under his sleeve. Like
yeah.
A douchebag like me.
Yeah. Hey, you know. Man, I don't want to share my whole tattoo. I just want to share
your tattoo. Yeah, no, I just want you to know I have them, which is, you know, exactly what I do.
I just want you to know.
Oh, man, he's all tatted up. Next is Meg from Hercules. Is that the main female interest?
Let's see. Hercules.
Meg?
Yeah. No, I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, that one's okay.
I can see that. They draw her with very sultry eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, like, she's got the fuck me eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, fuck you eyes. Like, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you.
I dated a girl with the eyes like that. It was good. Like, it was just, you just wanted to have sex.
Like the fuck me eyes or the fuck
you
eyes?
Yeah, the fuck me eyes.
Okay.
No, the fuck you eyes. I've dated girls like that too, but it wasn't as good.
Okay. Just throwing this out there. Do I know that girl that you had that had the fuck me eyes?
Are you I don't know. I don't think you ever met her.
Okay. Because I can't think of anyone that you did that had the fuck me eyes, so I don't think I do.
I don't think you ever met her.
My time?
Yeah, it might have been before your time.
BK?
Before Keith. Next, number 21 is Tuxedo Mask / Darien from Sailor Moon.
Whatever.
Some guy in a tuxedo.
Fuck that. Go on.
With a top hat. I'm not.
Fucking move on. Let's just.
Next is Li Shang from Mulan. Some Guilo with
hey, whoa. I'm sorry, what was that?
Guilo means white devil, from what I understand.
Yeah, I know. I don't think we've covered that ever in the show, and rather than get into it, let's just say.
All right. I'll sorry. some Asian guy with no shirt on.
Yeah, that's perfect. just my type.
I don't really know what
yeah, no, I've
is.
Never seen Mulan. I've never seen Hercules, actually, either.
Yeah, I have.
There's a lot of Disney movies I missed.
The next is Goliath from The Gargoyles.
Really?
I think that one might just be for chicks with, like, a rape fantasy. You know? Like, just, like, this, like, big, like, beast that's just gonna, like, have sex with them.
Or it's for the chicks that have a fetish for having sex in midair.
Or that. You ever...
It's so weird, though.
You ever,
You ever fucking midair? No, I haven't.
No. You ever sex with a girl, like, do, like, a rape fantasy?
No.
Yeah, it's weird. That's a weird one.
No.
Yeah.
There's actually a really decent movie. It's an indie movie, but it's Pool Hall Junkies.
Yeah.
It has Christopher Walken in it, the guy that would play Lex Luthor in the Smallville TV series.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if other people in that movie later became famous. But there's a part where they're having a party, and this guy's making out with this girl, and she, like, puts his hand up to her throat, and she's like, "Choke me." And he goes, "What?" And it, like, he just pulls his hand down, and she goes, "No." And she puts it back, and she goes, "Fucking choke me." And he's like, "I gotta get out of here."
Oh.
Like, I think it happens a couple times, but he's just like, "I gotta get out of here."
I've been there. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all bad. I'm not a violent person. But you know, you put it in the right situation, and you know, if it's requested, I guess I could partake. But I've been in that like the rape kind of fantasy. It's weird. It's very weird.
It would be. I feel like it'd be very, very unusual.
Yeah, I've partaken in it, and it's. I think it did more for them than it did for me. It didn't really like. I'm not the kind of guy that feels the need to pretend I'm raping someone.
Like, you were just
not,
like, I shouldn't be here.
Or like, I was like, I will do this if it makes you feel like you get off on it. And like, you get, see, the thing is like, if you get on, like, she gets off on it, and then I might or will get off on her getting off, but it's not because of the situation. Like, it's not because of the rape fantasy. It's like, she's into it. All right. So if she's into something, then I'm into it. But like, it didn't, that's not really my game. Like, I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
No, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand. Anyway, I'm just saying, Pool Hall Junkies is a good movie that has a little, that has a little weird moment where he reacts appropriately, which is just like, "I just want you to fucking choke me." He's like, "No, wait a minute here."
Oh, okay, as opposed to me, who just goes with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're just like, "All right, I guess so." Well, yeah. did you guys, like, plan it beforehand? Or were you guys in the middle and she was like, "Choke me"?
I'm not gonna lie, I've done this with a couple girls.
Okay.
Like,
Did you have both, where it was, like, planned out and then where it wasn't?
Yes, pretty much. I mean, it planned out, like, not, I wouldn't say to an extent, like, we, like, sat down and, like, mapped it out, but, like, somewhat talked about it right before, and then acted it out, and then there's others that it was, like, right in the middle. Okay. But, yes, I've slept with a million broads, but I've had
at least two.
I've had a couple different broads have me do this to them.
So, okay, so for the one that was planned out, though, it wasn't like, did you ever see the Sam Rockwell movie Choke?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know how he, like, puts on, like, pantyhose and, like, climbs into a window?
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like he's raping a girl, but it's all planned out, and she's like, "You're not fucking doing it right."
Yeah.
It wasn't quite like that.
No. It was like, not like that.
You didn't have to, like, pretend break in.
No. It was more like, really, it was, like, rough. It was, like,
she was basically, like, giving you the high sign ahead of time, being like, "You be the dominant one and be really dominant."
Yeah. It was, okay. Like, go, it was be dominant, but go a little bit beyond your comfort zone.
Okay.
It wasn't like, yeah, like, do, like, this whole production. It was just kind of like, be a little bit more than what you're comfortable with.
And then the one that was in the moment, you're just kind of like, "I guess I'm going with this. I don't know."
Yeah, there was, well, okay. I mean, like, the other, like, there's been ones, like, where it was both. Like, we had done, like, the pre- planned one, and then like sometimes it had been in the middle. I remember specifically one that was just like in the middle of it, like she wanted me to like choke her with like my forearm, like while I was on top of her.
Hmm. Okay.
And that was weird.
Yeah.
That was odd. I did it. I'm not sure I'm proud of it, but.
Now, did you do it to her satisfaction, or was she like, you fucking sucked at that?
Nah, she seemed all right with it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there was no complaint. I don't know. I mean, maybe she just didn't tell me if she was unsatisfied, but. I mean, what can you do?
You can't do much.
Nope. So, yeah, I mean, like I've said before, I feel like the girls that like me want it, like, kind of weird because they think I'm, like, some sort of a animal beast because of all the hair. Mm-hmm. So it just, I don't know. Like, I don't ask for it, but it just, like, I just end up in that situation.
Yeah, run into it.
They think I'm, like, a werewolf or something.
Look, I will say this. I have run into it, but not as much as you. So what I feel like every guy's run into it at least once if they've been around.
Oh, I'm sure. So no, like I don't think I'm the only person. I'm sure plenty of people
I would say
encountered
if,
it.
If every guy has dated at least any guy that has dated at least three girls or slept with at least three girls has experienced that kind
at least,
of weird.
At least some form of it.
Yeah.
At least, like,
to some,
even a mild
to form some of degree. It. So, which cartoon character got us onto this?
That was. Oh, Goliath from the Gargoyles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
After Goliath, what we got?
Debbie. Thornberry from the Wild Thornberries.
I've never seen that show. I just know it was like a family.
I knew it was a thing.
Traveling around, I feel like it was like a family of like crocodile hunters. I don't know.
Yeah. It was like they were Australian, but I think they all had American accents.
Yeah. I'm good with moving on with this one.
Yeah.
I don't know anything to comment or make jokes about.
Yeah.
Is she the mom or is she a daughter? Because if she's the daughter, then I take the comment back. If she's the mom, maybe. I don't know.
I don't really know.
I feel like the dad had weird teeth, though. And he was like all British. And he was just like, oh, I'm just... And you're just like, but... And
I don't
moving
know.
On.
The description is... it says something like, I can remember Debbie... from the Wild Thornberries, with her ripped jeans, unbuttoned flannel, and messy blonde hair. She had that 90s grunge look down to a science.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah. The next one is Batgirl from Batman the Animated Series. So I think that, I mean...
You know what? I can see that.
So, do you want to hear something? Do you want to hear a story?
I would love to hear a story.
This is going to be one of those Greg reveals some fucked up shit.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, I remember when, was it Batman Forever came out and Batgirl was in it? Was it Uma?
No. You're thinking of Batman and Robin... with Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, okay. What year was that?
96? Batman and Robin. 97.
So I was 11 years old.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah. So I remember I got... This is brutal. So I remember I... went to, I think it was McDonald's, and they were giving out the toys of the Batman and Robin characters.
Yeah, no, I'm very concerned about where this story is going, but go on.
Well, it might not be as bad as you think. So I got a Batgirl
nice
toy.
Yeah. Did you fuck it?
Dude, I think I was like right at the point where I was like becoming like sexually aware.
Yeah.
So like it was the boobs. There was boobs on the toy. Like the Batgirl like action figure had tits.
Was this like a McDonald's toy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember for like, I don't know, it was probably like a day. Maybe not even. Or maybe it might have even been like I got the toy and then it was like later that night or so. I remember I kept the toy in my pocket and I was walking around feeling the boobs on the toy with my thumb. Because I was like sexually aroused by the idea of tits.
Now, did you actually get a hard on, or were you just like I like the feel of these boobs?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember if I had a hard on. I was pretty young. I mean, it was like I was 11, but I remember being very enthralled by tits.
So there's a chance that like. You remember it being like, no, I just walked around and I felt the toy's boobs.
Yeah.
And then your parents are like, remember when he kept the toy in his pocket and he kept rubbing her boobs and walking around with his little hat on? That was so cute.
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance. There is certainly a chance that happened. I specifically remember, because I don't think I was like out or anything, but I remember walking around my house. Like going down to dinner and stuff and having the fucking Batgirl toy in my pocket. Like, it was kind of fucked up.
So what you're saying is the McDonald's Batgirl toy is the first set of boobs you ever felt?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's kind of hot. I mean, look, if it was anybody but Alicia Silverstone in the 90s, like, I'd be like, that's weird, but... It's a pretty good set to feel in
the 90s. I mean, I guess it, you know, it's like, it, I guess it's, you think about it, I guess it's not normal, like, because it was an action figure and a shitty one at that. But, like, you know, I mean, it was like, I was, like, into boobs when I was 11. So, you know, I mean, what can you do? But, yeah, I specifically remember that being a thing. Which, it's a little weird, and I don't think I've ever told anyone until right now. So, I'm glad to share it with the But You're Wrong audience.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too embarrassing. It's not, it could be worse.
Luckily, I have no shame, no matter what.
I'm not gonna be, like, I'm assuming you'd seen the movie at that point, right?
I believe so. I don't remember, but I mean,
so
maybe.
Like, because I know at that point. So when Clueless came out, it would have been 95,
right?
I think I remember seeing Clueless on TV, so it probably wouldn't have been until 96.
Yeah,
but I would have been. That would have made me 11 or 12, depending on when it came out, 96, 97, on TV or whatever. But no, I can... Yeah, no, that seems about right. Like, because I would have been like... Because I remember watching Clueless and being like, this girl makes me feel funny.
You're like, yeah, I am sexually attracted to Alicia Silverstone.
Well, I didn't know it at that point.
No, but I'm just saying, like at the core feeling of it is... You were sexually attracted to her.
Yes. What I'm saying is that I was quoting Love Roller Coaster before I knew what it meant. And I was like, you give me that funny feeling in my tummy.
Yeah, basically.
Alicia Silverstone or whatever Clueless name was. Cher.
I think it was Cher, yeah.
And I was like, you, Brittany Murphy, do not.
Yeah, Alicia Silverstone was... far more attractive.
Yeah. Who would have thought the biggest star out of that movie would have been Paul Rudd? Good for him.
I know. It's the fucking brother, right?
Yeah, fucking Ant-Man now.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Just goes to show you never know.
Anyway, who are we on to?
Next is 26.
Wait, are we down to the final two?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't get this one.
You don't get this one at all?
No.
All right, hang on.
And it's a woman.
Oh, it's a woman. I got no good jokes for this.
You don't even have a guess?
I got nothing good for this.
It's Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty.
What?
Yeah, the fucking witch. I don't even get how there's any sort of attractiveness. Like, I'm trying to think of like evil characters in like animated movies, and see if there was like any sort of possible sexual attraction, and I can't, like, that certainly was not one. Like, I can't think of any.
I can't think of any.
Yeah. The last one, and this one, again, I don't know. The last one was Marge Simpson from The Simpsons.
What?
Yeah. I don't really get that. Other than there was the one episode where she got the breast implants, but that was like after The Simpsons had already jumped the shark, so I don't get that.
I really don't know about that.
I got some issues with the list in general.
Yeah, I do too. You go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, I was gonna say, like, I feel like it was very male heavy, which is fine. Like, I'm not even gonna knock it for that. But I feel like Aladdin, you know, should have been up there. I feel like they probably missed a couple male characters that were probably more legitimate than the ones they mentioned. Specifically, I'm going to not related to that, but one of the specific low mentions I was going to say was the Jessica Rabbit being number 15. I mean, that makes zero sense to me.
Yeah, no sense at all on that one.
I mean, and then, honestly, they missed almost all the Disney princesses. They mentioned Ariel, which is fine. Like, Ariel was hot, but there was no Belle. There was no Jasmine. Jasmine was not on the list, which kind of befuddles me. I mean, I was always kind of into her, although I am into a little bit more of the exotic looking women, maybe than some. But that didn't really sit right with me. I don't know. Again, it's the Huffington Post. What can you say? But
okay. So here's a couple of my issues with it. It was very centric on a certain era, but I still feel I feel like Daphne, maybe, but definitely Velma. Well, no, which one is which? Fuck, no, I fucked it up. Either no, Daphne definitely should have made it. Velma possibly should have made it from Scooby-Doo.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, if you're including the fox from fucking Robin Hood, one of those ones should have fucking made it.
Right. Okay.
You know, I feel like Scrooge McDuck could have made it for the ladies.
Scrooge McDuck? Why? Because he's rich?
Yeah, because he's rich. if you're going to include Rogue, I feel like Gambit should have been in there. Maybe He-Man.
He-Man, yeah, well, I mean, I feel like he deserved it as much as fucking Goliath from the Gargoyles.
Doug Funny's love interest?
Patty Manius?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
She should have been thrown in there. That's all I can think of right now, to be honest. I feel like they should have been brought up.
I feel like the list was okay, not great.
It's lacking. It's lacking in a lot.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm glad because it provided some good conversation.
It provided fairly yeah, pretty good. Ooh, who is this girl as the Daphne cosplayer?
Uh-oh.
Oh boy. She is this looks too Photoshop though, actually.
Uh-oh. You want to send it to me in a contextual message?
Here. Well, I'm not going to send it to you in a contextual message. I'll just Snapchat it for you. It's not worth you saving to JO2.
You sure?
Yeah, because I feel like you, just as I, would get too distracted by how fake it is. But you can also just screenshot it if you feel like it.
Yeah, that's fine.
There you go. I mean, it's a good picture, but you're just like, this is too photoshopped.
Yeah, it's all right.
Let's see.
She got very nice breasts, although there's a lot of material there that could have been fake.
Yeah. This is not very.
I'm not gonna worry about it.
Oh, this is a good picture. Shit, I'm totally blanking on her name. What's the chick from Mad Men? Hendrick.
Christmas.
No, not Christmas. Kristen?
I don't know.
Mad Men, Chris. Christina! Hendricks.
Christina Hendricks. Oh, yeah.
There's a picture
of the redhead.
Yes, there's a picture of her hot next to Jessica Rabbit, saying that she should be Jessica Rabbit in a live action thing. Yeah. I can see that. It's not a terrible list. It's a weird list. It's an awkward list. But, yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. It was okay. I'm glad that someone made it, basically.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I'm glad that someone made a list like that. Whether or not I thought it was good, I mean, it's kind of like, well, then make your own fucking list.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so. I mean, you know, I would switch around the order, but
yeah. But I mean, if we made our list, a lot of people wouldn't agree with ours. So.
Yeah, a lot of things would still be on it anyway.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of vagina, do you want to go through a quick article to close out?
Of course.
All right, I'm gonna skip the headline because it blows everything right in a steamy load.
Yep.
A routine traffic stop in Waco, Texas.
Oh boy!
This is from.
I've been through Waco. It's a hell of a.
It's
place.
A fiery town.
Yes, it is.
This is from Breitbart. B-R-E-I. Breitbart Breitbart.com. A routine traffic stop in Waco, Texas, resulted in police officers finding drugs in the vehicle.
Oh boy.
And a loaded pistol in a woman's vagina.
Oh yeah.
This is now the fourth time we've noted this happening.
Ye old pussy pistol number four?
I feel like this is the pussy pistol number four, but it's this either- is like the sixth time that something has been shoved in a vagina.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because we've had multiple in the other incarnations, but yeah,
I feel like we've got four guns, one watch, one drugs.
Yeah.
I feel like is our count right now.
One drugs.
One set of drugs. One vial of drugs. Waco police officers had initially pulled over a 1998 Toyota SUV in the city's north side on Monday night. It was during the traffic stop that authorities found 2.7 grams of methamphetamines.
Oh boy.
Under the driver's seat. Officers arrested 30-year-old Gabriel Garcia, who had been driving the truck. Let's see. The traffic stop was made near West Elementary School. The school is a drug and gun-free zone.
Oh, yeah. Love if those gun-free zones.
If the school had not been a drug and gun-free zone, the criminals would have walked away scot-free.
Yeah, because, you know, when there's a gun-free zone, people with guns flee.
Isn't everywhere a gun and drug-free zone?
No, not everywhere, but I like, love...
Like, technically, legally, isn't it? Like...
Well, no.
If certain guns and... Well, okay, maybe not guns. No. If drugs are illegal...
Okay, drugs, yes.
Isn't everywhere a drug-free zone?
Okay, everywhere is necessarily... Yes, if you want to go by the letter of the law, other than places where weed is legal, yes, every place is a drug-free zone. Gun-free, no, because, I mean, for instance, I have a license to carry, so, yes. No, I mean, I can bring a gun places, except for... Places that are supposedly designated as a
gun-free zone. Yeah, right.
Because
I was thinking more about the drugs.
Right. Yes, the drugs. You're correct. The guns.
Yeah.
We could get into a whole thing about that.
Let's not.
Yeah, no. We don't have to.
Authorities found a second drug stash in the purse of 31-year-old Ashley Celia. Cecilia. You're hiding my drugs.
Yeah.
You're shoving that gun up your cunt.
Yeah.
Ashley Cecilia.
Awesome.
Casaneda. In her purse, police found a set of scales as well as 29.5 grams of methamphetamine. So she carried the scales with her.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. During their transport to the municipal jail, Castaneda told authorities that she had a loaded weapon in her vagina. That's a very common thing in this scenario.
Oh, it's... Yeah, yes. Unfortunately, it is.
It's very common. So basically, what has happened, if you have not listened before, is that generally police are arresting somebody, and in some... part of the transaction after they get cuffed to when they show up at the prison, the person with the gun up their vagina says, "Hey, officer, I have a gun in my vagina." They usually just come out and go, "Hey, this is what's happening right now."
Ugh. And no, I know it's, That's rare right there. Do you get that kind of honesty?
It's surprisingly not rare. What's even rarer, though, is the one woman that in the middle of the transport said, "Officer, I know this is going to be a long night for you.
You're going to have to fill out a lot of paperwork.
But it's going to be a little bit longer. But the good news is I have a gun in my vagina, and you will appear on the But You're Wrong podcast."
Aren't you proud?
That is the rarest of all scenarios. It has not happened yet, as far as I know. But When it does, I hope we all know about it.
Someday they're going to be like, listen, you're going to be on this podcast with these two douchebags.
Yeah.
They're going to talk all
they
about
They love it. To talk about guns and contraband shoved up vaginas.
That's like their thing.
Look, they talk about a few things. They talk about this guy that makes a lot of lawsuits. They talk about jerking off Nazis and things shoved up vaginas. Other than penises, although they also talk about that.
Yes.
But they specialize in foreign objects shoved up vaginas.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, that's... Unfortunately, it is one of our things.
That is what it's going to be written on our tombstones.
Yeah.
Talked about Jonathan Lee Rich's Nazis jerking off guns and vaginas.
Yeah. Can't wait for my epitaph.
Police stopped. So they pulled the vehicle over. They pulled into a little gas station there. Police stopped and retrieved a loaded Smith & Wesson .22 caliber handgun hidden inside the woman.
Inside the woman.
Inside who we legally have to call the woman. The pistol was fully loaded, including a round in the chamber. Oh, God.
She's daring.
Yeah. Why would you take that risk? What if your labia wrapped around the trigger? You'd be done for.
I have a pistol in my nightstand, and there's not even one in the chamber in there. And that's in a fucking drawer.
Yeah.
Never mind in my own body cavity.
So what you're saying is if you were to shove the gun inside of yourself, you would not leave one in the chamber?
No, I wouldn't.
Well,
I wouldn't do either of those things.
Ashley, but... I will tell you this. Ashley Cecilia Castanada, whatever her name is, decided that was a good idea.
Mm.
Oh, wait. Authorities did not indicate if the gun's safety device was engaged.
I mean, who gives a shit?
Either way, like, it's just...
At that point, it doesn't matter.
It's too close for comfort. The handgun is a Smith & Wesson Escort. Of course it is. Of course that's what it's called. Why would it be called anything else? The .22 caliber pocket pistol. Entered the market in May of 1970. She had it in there since 1970?
That's a long... You think it would have rusted.
You would think, but, you know, Smith & Wesson makes a good product.
Mm.
The magazine... You would have thought that at least once a month she would have a problem with keeping it up there.
Yeah.
The magazine has a capacity of 5 rounds with an additional round of the chamber.
That's a small gun.
Yeah, she would have been carrying 6 rounds, is what it says.
Yeah.
Both Garcia and Castaneda were charged with possession of a controlled substance in a drug-free zone because the arrest took place near a school. She was also slapped with charge of unlawfully carrying a weapon. Bond for Garcia was set at $10,000, while bond for Castaneda, also known as the human purse, was set at $31,000. The firearm and the drugs were seized as evidence. Why? I don't understand it, though. Like, there was one article that we read that was like, the cop sprang on the car, and the woman said that in a panic, she put the gun there.
Right.
But this woman, I think, might have been just carrying it around just for the hell of it.
That's just her thing.
Yeah. Like, maybe she was wearing a skirt. No underwear, and she was assuming that at some point things might get rough, And she was going to be like, oh, I feel sick, bend down. She was going to release the gun from her vagina and then just take out all the bad guys in the room.
It's like a trigger release. Yeah. Boom, and it just falls out.
She does a lot of Kegels. She does a lot of she works those muscles a lot at the gym so she can hold the gun in there for a long time.
Who could blame her?
And then when necessary, she just releases it, grabs the gun. She practices it at home. I know. And then she just boom, 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 takes out all the guys in the room.
2-3 shots to the chest.
Well, no, 1 shot to the head. She only has 6 bullets at most.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
She has to practice this shit, because what if she's in the room with 6 guys?
I'm sorry. The Glock I keep in the nightstand's got fucking 17 rounds in it.
Yeah, and can you shut... Do you know a woman that can go in their vagina?
No, it's actually a pretty big pistol.
Yeah, exactly.
It's too big to, like, carry, like, and unless they have, like, a big, big fucking coat.
And if you know a woman whose vagina that would go into, you probably don't want to know her.
No. I was just going to say, if there's a woman who can fit that gun into her pussy, I don't want to know her.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably find her if you looked. She's probably on Pornhub.com.
She probably lives in Quincy.
Yeah, keyword search, fisting. And you can probably find her. But, you know, it's not a perfect world.
No, certainly not.
So, what I'm saying is, why would she pack that? Like, it's as if she was getting ready and she was leaving the house. And she's like, okay, I got my purse with my wallet and my keys. It has my blush, my mascara, my lipstick.
Phone.
I lost my phone. Oh, no, it's in my hand. Okay. What else am I forgetting? Oh,
wallet.
Shit. My wallet. Okay, I got that. All right. There's something else I'm forgetting. What is it?
My 22.
Oh, fuck. Ah, shit, I'm out of room in my purse, and we're going to go do this drug deal. I should probably just shove it in my vagina just for safekeeping.
Yeah.
Nah, no, And then, if things go south, I could totally do that thing where I drop it out of my vagina into my hand, and then just shoot the motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's certainly an option. I wouldn't recommend it, but
no one would recommend that.
No.
The only person that would recommend it would be the guy that was making a really bad movie.
Oh, just the worst porno.
Yeah. No, just a normal movie.
Just a bad movie?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, he doesn't actually show the vagina that's dropping out of. He just shows her, like, squeezing it out and then it falling from her skirt.
Oh, she's just got an open skirt and just bloop right.
Yeah, she's just standing there. She kind of spreads her legs a little bit more, and then you see her strain for a second, and then bloop, a gun drops into her hand.
Is it wet when she grabs it?
Oh, it has to be. Yeah.
Yeah. You put a little bit of KY on it just to make sure it's glistening a little bit.
Yeah, you mix a. What you do is you mix a little KY and like sour cream. And you just
what kind of broad is?
No, just for part of it, just like a sous-son of sour cream, and then just to get the. Because come on, if it's just if it's just straight KY, they're gonna be like, oh, that's straight KY. But you'll put a little something extra in it, they're just like, that's vaginal fluid.
Don't stop.
they just go, that woman did her own stunts. That's amazing.
I've never. Well, all right, never mind. Never.
You've never what?
No, I'm not even gonna get.
No, go this. Say it.
No, I was gonna say I've never seen vaginal fluid from a woman that would be like KY and sour cream mixed. But I mean, maybe I'm being a little facetious about that.
I mean, you know, sometimes there's a little something extra.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, no, you know what? I wasn't going to go with it, but you know what? I'll accept it.
Guess you know I'm right.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'll go with.
Look, it depends if you want to go for cinematics or you want to go for realism.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
Are you gonna Steven Spielberg this shit or the other guy that we know? Like, what are you gonna do?
The other guy that we know. Okay.
What are you gonna
do? Brett Ratner? Or?
Yeah. Are you getting Steven Spielberg this shit or Brett Ratner this shit?
No, I certainly don't want a Brett Ratner.
Right? Yeah, so you're gonna go with some realism in it, huh? Maybe a couple drops of food coloring, you know?
All right.
But then you might get a PG-13 rating. You don't want that.
What are we talking about?
This movie.
You want an PG.
Here's the thing. This movie isn't even getting fucking submitted for. A rating. It's going straight to DVD, so who gives a fuck?
No, it doesn't matter. It could be a fucking X. It doesn't matter at that point.
Nobody's gonna fucking watch it.
Well, obviously not.
I mean, I'm gonna watch it, but...
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with anything. No one gives a shit about you.
Yeah. Nobody cares. But yeah, she just banged it up there.
Yeah.
What's amazing is... I guess they were pretty much on the same charge, but her charge for putting gun in her vagina was $21,000 more in bond.
Wow.
So,
where did this happen again?
Waco, Texas.
I'm surprised she got charged with that, like, hell with that much bond.
Well, you know.
I'm just saying, like, gun charges, you know, Texas.
I'm assuming she probably didn't have a license.
I'm
assuming, like, if you at least have a license to carry or anything, like, it's easier, or even if you fucking show the gun, like, if she just had the gun sitting there on the dashboard, it probably wouldn't have been as bad as if she had the gun. Because they'd be like,
yeah.
Well, at least you showed that you had a gun, so we appreciate that.
Because, I mean, obviously, like, yeah. I mean, just having a gun in Texas is not a hard thing to get away with. As we all know.
It's probably because she concealed it in her vagina.
Right, right. And I'm sure she didn't have a license for that gun.
No, definitely not.
If you have a license for a particular gun and that thing's registered in your name, you can pretty much do whatever you want with it in Texas. Yeah.
I mean, you could shove it in your vagina if you wanted to, and people would look at you weird, but you probably wouldn't go to jail for it.
No, I don't think you would. You just, I mean, as long as it was registered to you, they'd be like, okay, that's kind of a weird move, that's, but okay. If that's what you want to do, all right.
That's really weird.
I kind of agree with that. Like, if you own the gun, it's registered to you and you have a license, you want to put that inside you? I mean, I wouldn't recommend it, but, like, if that's your thing, then I guess I'm not going to really stop you.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's you know, it is what it is.
It's not normal, and I wouldn't say it's good. I would just... be like, all right, I guess, like, whatever.
Yeah, just be like, I guess that's what's happening.
Yeah, but I mean, this woman's clearly, she's got different priorities than most people that I know. I'll say that. That's a nice way to put it. She's got different priorities.
That's a really nice way of putting
it. Isn't that like the nicest way you could possibly put it?
Because most women are like, put a baby in me. She's like, put a fucking gun in me.
Put a gun in me, kid.
Okay, I loaded the magazine. Is there one in the chamber?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, no, even if she was like...
No.
Put one in the... I'd probably do it right. I just wouldn't put one in the chamber. I'd be like, if you want to do that, you can do it yourself. Like, and this is kind of a, I don't want to say a serious note, but as a responsible gun owner, I only put a round in the chamber when I'm ready to shoot. Like, I typically don't do that because I'm not a stupid person.
If you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, somebody's in the fucking house.
Yeah.
Then you rack it to put one in the chamber.
Right. Like, I have to, if that happens and I reach into my nightstand, pull out my Glock, I still have to rack it and put one in the chamber before it's ready to go.
Mm.
So, like, it's not, like, if I just woke up, grabbed the gun, and hit the trigger, nothing's going to happen. Because I want to have that extra second guess in me. Where it's like, is it one of my roommates? Is it a misunderstanding? Yeah. Is it, you know, like, so if I am 100% sure, then I rack it. I put a round in the chamber. And then I'm good to go.
Exactly. Here's what I see happening in a correct situation for you. And then I'll do what happens in an incorrect situation with her. In a correct situation with you, you are sleeping and you hear a noise and it wakes you up. I'm assuming actually Cosmo hears the noise and he wakes you up.
Yeah, that's pretty much because I sleep.
And you
like
wake
a
up
fucking
and he's
rock.
And he's fucking panicked and you're like, oh fuck, something's wrong.
Right.
So you listen for a minute, and you hear something downstairs, and you're like, fuck. So you take, you're just like, I got a bad feeling about this, and you take your gun out of the drawer. And you go across the hall, pretty much, right? Mm. Yeah, pretty much across the hall. And kind of ease open the door to your roommates. And you see them there, and you're like, it's not them.
Right.
And then you hear the noise again, and you're like, somebody's in the house.
Yeah.
And then that's when you put...
And then I put a round in the chamber.
That's when you do that.
Right. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
This woman goes, all right, well, we got to make a drug deal. We gotta drop it off at the Frosty Freeze. We need some money. Let's stop at the ATM. I'll load the gun on the way. Ah, fuck.
What is it?
I grabbed too many bullets. I got an extra one.
Just put one in the chamber.
Yeah. No, I guess that makes sense.
You know what? That sounds good.
Then we're ready for everything. That's a good idea, honey. Okay. Hang on. Just hang on. I'll wait till you pull away from the drive-thru to shove it up my vagine.
Yeah, like, you gotta plan that.
Yeah, like, that's just, like... I mean, again, unless she was, like... They pulled her over an instance where she was just like, oh, shit, I gotta hide this gun. But it's always funny when they're on their way and then she's just like, officer, I have something I should let you know. I have a gun in my vagina.
Yeah. It's just, you know, part of the program. You know, what can you do?
It has to be in the second half of the trip. Because the first half of the trip is being like, oh, fuck, should I say something? Should I not say something? Which is better? If I say something now, like, will they go easier on me? Will they go harder? I don't know. I don't know what to say. Fuck. What do I do?
It's ridiculous.
But I think halfway through, they're just like, I have no choice but to say it. So I think the first half is always them debating, and the second half is them going, all right, fine, I'll say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. So, yeah, guns in the vagine, popular topic here.
Always. Always with us.
I almost wish there was a weekly story that we could cover about it.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's probably mostly in Florida.
And, well, yeah, that's true. And, yeah. Well, no, apparently Texas, too, though.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there are a lot more guns there.
Here's the thing, though. The pictures of them, it looks like a girl that would have a gun or a vagina. The other picture of the guy looks like a guy that would allow his woman to shove a gun in her vagina. So, I guess what we're saying here, if we're saying anything, is that's it for But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodale.
I'm Greg DiNicola. And remember, everyone, no regrets, and don't put one in the chamber, put one in the ass.